welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of many books, leader of many webinars and courses designed to assist our evolutionary process. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. Our guest today is the lovely and talented Mary Magdalene, and she's here to talk about the further anchoring of the Divine Feminine. After yesterday's eclipse, we may all be having a variety of feelings. Personally, I'm feeling kind of empty. And not in a bereft kind of way, but more like part of a tapestry that just went through the cleaners. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Suzanne Maresca, infamous and famous host. You know what? I think you just captured exactly what I'm feeling, and it is that empty feeling. It's not being in the void, it's just that sense of being empty, sort of like new beginnings.
Yeah, the final rinse before we step into our next set of slippers.
Yeah, and this is actually a funny feeling because, as you know, I am planning to go on my very directed spirit quest, and most mornings I am awoken with further information of where I'm to go and what I am to do and what I'm working on. And that's been fabulous. That's been really interesting. But I realized today I've woken up just empty.
Yeah. It's interesting and fascinating. It's kind of a welcome feeling because it's empty of worry too, which is nice. And there certainly are, it seems like there's different threads being tugged at that would normally incite worry in me. But but it's so different now. And I just one more thing about the eclipse. I just watched a video of totality in Oregon, and it made me cry. All the people gathered in their excitement when our amazing and beloved sun came back around the other side in an explosion of light. And it's such a penetrating metaphor for our evolutionary process right now. And I feel like we don't have to wait anymore. And I just don't know how that all looks, but it feels like relief.
Yes, I don't think in any plan that it's about waiting anymore. And it's interesting, in the last hour with an angel and certainly in other conversations, we're always really keen for signs. And certainly, people have taken this as a sign. But I think the wonderful part of this eclipse has been that people have gathered, like millions and millions and millions of people have gathered. And not necessarily, I'm sure millions and millions have gathered in meditation, but a whole bunch of people, like millions, have just gathered in camaraderie and shared experience and just being together in community to do something together.
Yes.
Peacefully, I might add.
Yes, yes, yes. And such a thing, too. I think I would imagine that even people who don't really grasp the whole ascension thing were also excited about the eclipse, probably having at least a feeling of things are going to change now. I imagine so.
I would think so. And, as we've been told, people, in order to ascend, don't need to understand the ascension process, because I think we've already built that foundation upon which people can come in and, relax and enjoy themselves. What they need and the requirement, the ticket, is the open heart and the love. So all these millions of people gathering and just being in harmony, I think that's if we're really looking for a sign, there it is.
Absolutely. Multiple millions of people with the same focus. It's
all the way across the country of the United States.
In the world. I'm sure that there are global participation in this as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So before we jump into a meditation, I just want to give a little shout out in about 5 minutes. My lovely daughter Miranda is going to be 21 years old.
Well, happy birthday, Miranda.
Happy birthday, Miranda.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you remember the exact hour and moment, huh?
10:13 in the morning, yeah, I do.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
Those moments that stick with your consciousness. Anyway, okay. I'm sure we're going to have a fabulous meditation now.
I'm sure we are.
All righty. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So relax. And enjoy the empty feeling. Even before we let in renewed excitement or anticipation, just allow yourself to be. So sink into your chair or your office chair, your bed or the floor, or your car seat, wherever you are. Just relax. And sink into the sweetness of your heart. Sink into the sweetness of your being. And take a nice deep breath of the softest pink you can possibly imagine. Like the color on a baby's cheek. On a newborn cheek, or the hint at sunrise or sunset, or the pink in a rainbow, all watery and pale, open your crown, relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders and your hips, and for that matter, your knees and your ankles and your feet. Just allow yourself to sink in to yourself and to your body. And drop down to your beautiful tri-flame, the tri-flame of your heart. With the blue diamond on one side of our beloved Blessed Mother and the canary diamond on the other of our wise, strong Father. And in the middle is your beautiful pink diamond flame. And rather than jumping and sparkling, let it just be this morning, tonight, this afternoon, wherever you are. Let it be that gentle little flame. And feel it. That soft, sweetheart rose. And now turn it up. Turn up that pink diamond. This is the essence and the beauty of who you are, who you have been, who you can be, who you will be. This is the totality of your incredible, amazing self. And see yourself sparkling and glistening in that pink flame. See it like a mirror. And the jewel, the diamonds are sparkling right back at you. Feel the infinite potential. And while you are doing that, feel that you not merely have been promised or birthed from the Mother, Father, One, that you are carrying that essence within you. the blue diamond of the mother and the gold diamond of the father. Feel it. And feel that support and love. And feel the emptiness. Not as in bereft, but in terms of spaciousness. Like an open meadow, or the vast skies of the west, or the infinite oceans. Don't be in a hurry to just grab what's there to fill yourself up. You're emptied for a reason. And in the discernment and your knowing and your mantle of divine authority, you will be selective in what you choose to engage with, to truly allow in. Because this is the next chapter. This is the fulfillment of your mission and purpose. But if it's all crowded inside of you, in your heart or in your head, it's hard to hear or to perceive or to know. So just relax. And breathe big and let it be. Greetings, I am Mary Magdalene. I am the Magdalena, and welcome, welcome, welcome to you and all of you, sweet angels of light. Women of love, men of love, it is not about ascendancy of one over another. It is not about competition. It is about complementarity. It is about the spaciousness and the room to expand into both areas, all areas of your being. But at this time, upon this beloved feminine planet, Gaia, birthed in tandem with the Divine Mother, as are each of you and I, there are more women upon this planet at this time than ever before. Now, I suggest to you, again, it is not about ascendancy, but it is most certainly about the rebalancing and about bringing forth intangible physicality, the products, the experience, the way of living in the feminine, not discarding the divine masculine, but the masculine energy. And I do not necessarily refer to the divine masculine. The egoic, power-hungry, controlling, abusive ways of masculinity have been present on this planet for a very long time. Now, I am not suggesting that these qualities belong or are seated necessarily in the male population. Those qualities have been equally distributed, but also because of power structures, societal structures, institutional structures. Let me suggest to you that the ability, the opportunity of men to fully grasp and live in those aberrant, less than, old paradigms and old grids of behavior have been more available to the male population than the female. Now, has that begun, certainly, to change and to shift in what you have thought of as equality of opportunity? Yes, it certainly has. But women assuming these traits is not of the mother's plan, not of the father's desire or dream or his wisdom. It really doesn't fit with anything. Now, when I say that I have come, and I thank you for allowing me to come as sister, as ally, as friend, as fellow traveler, I come to talk about the operationalization, the implementation, not only of the mother's plan, but that key ingredient of the divine feminine. And you say to me, Magdalena, Maggie, we have been working on this for decades. In which I say, bravo, and good work, and it is not complete. Because the institutions, the societies, the power structures have not shifted significantly enough to reflect these values. The divine feminine within each and every being, regardless of gender or proclivity, is the ability to create, to birth, and to bring into form love, but in that love and loving behaviors, loving structures, loving institutions, loving societies. Now, both my angels, Suzanne and Linda, you have expressed this feeling of emptiness and a willingness not to be refilled with the old, but to truly be the physical anchor of the new, of Nova Earth and Nova Being. There are times in the history of any planet, solar system, or universe, in the time of transition or reassessment, reanchoring, where the energy of one element will be made stronger and perhaps disproportionate. And that is exactly what is occurring right now upon the planet, not for power and abuse of power and control structures, but that the energy of the divine feminine be so strong in every being, man, woman, and child, that you say, oh, yeah, that's what that feels like. That's where I want to go. Until it becomes so ingrained within you that you rebalance with the male and female of the divine. But because also this is a feminine planet, in fact, this is a feminine universe in many ways. We do not need to discuss that further, but we will at some juncture. And so the aberration, the fight, the dismissal, the disregard for the divine feminine is being eliminated. Now you say, well, how does that work? You have just received a beautiful example, a sign of how this works in your eclipse. Yes, this was a washing and a clearing, an electromagnetic surge, completely in tandem with the intensification of the mother's tsunami of love. But think of it in practical terms, that your moon, what you all know and think of as the lunar, as the feminine, has overshadowed your sun. Even though it is bigger and brighter and more forceful, you have seen, physically seen, how that is possible. And that the overshadowing does not destroy or in any way contort the brilliance of the masculine sun, the brightness, the life source, the giver of light. That it reappears and that things are in balance and lustrous and beautiful and shiny and bright. So it is when I talk about this transitional imbalance within your heart, within your being, so that you are allowing for a moment, and might I suggest a very long moment in our understanding, that divine feminine to simply sweep through you. Think of it in practical terms again. When your womb is empty, which is what you are feeling now, you are filled with a sense of potential of what lies ahead. And then in the correct moment, there is the dropping of an egg, the fertilization with the masculine of that egg, and the growth of new life, new existence, new reality. And Suzanne, sweet angel, you remember this very clearly with your experience of your beloved daughter, Mirinda. And think how that has blossomed and grown. But you birth that new reality. You see, it is not intended that you keep that creation, that fetus that you are about to carry within you. It is to be birthed onto the planet, into form, and shared, and nurtured, and loved, and taught, and brought along, and protected, so that there is new life, and new form of life. That is where you, as a human collective, is right now. And it is not only in your etheric area to birth, in your root and pubic and sacral. It is also in your heart. Your heart opening has been given to you. Yes, and I see some of you who shake your head, say, well, I don't feel anything. Don't forget. The idea, the intention of the mother is that you feel empty in this moment because you are being recalibrated, dear hearts, on every single level. Some will say, yes, I feel it. Others will say, I feel dizzy and sick. It doesn't matter. And already some of you have witnessed and seen that there is an upsurge in that old abuse of masculine energy, trying to claim it and reestablish it, even as they see it going down the drain, being given back to the universe for cleansing. So are there efforts to say, no, 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 I want the status quo. That is what feeds my ego, of course. To which I say, so what? There has been a history, not a complete balance, but there has been a history of many of the ancient sages upon which of much of your wisdom has been formed, and correctly so, coming from the masculine experience and from the East. Now there is a balancing of the divine feminine sages coming from the West, not overriding, but meeting in the middle, meeting in that sacred space of balance and cooperation to birth the new. I cannot emphasize adequately how much, how important it is to birth this energy, to birth the love, to be the love, to experience love, to share the love, to observe the love, to discern the love, and to act from that infinite knowing of love. When I was in form as the Magdalena, I was a student of the mystery schools. Yes, even spending time with the Essenes. Eastern traditions were shared with me. And I was a student. And I knew this. Yes, I was also a goddess, but I was a student in form, learning, incorporating, absorbing. And that was beautiful and fulfilling. But it was not the fullness of my mission. For I was to take that and with my beloved, with my beloved partner, spouse, husband, to bring it forth and to walk together in that balance of divine masculine and divine feminine. Now let me say to thee, and I'm sure Yeshua would agree, yes, he carried the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and so did I. You may note that no one was able to discipline me or put me in my place. And let me also say to you that many priests and rabbis tried, and there were even a few apostles that were very jealous of my knowing balance and the fulfillment of my mission, which was to walk with my beloved, and to birth the new. In that society, in that frame, there was a curious balance. For while women were seen, lineage, as the head, they were also considered very often less than, that they played a background role. Now, certainly, Mother Mary changed that. Gaia changed that. Kuan Yin has changed that. But that was the template of the time. When I was with my beloved, he elevated me. He did not simply say, Mary, you can come along. You can walk with us, but could you just stay in the background and, you know, keep your mouth shut? No. He elevated me, knowing the fullness not only of my person, but of my soul, my mission, my purpose, intertwined and balanced with his. Hence, I was the channel and the keeper of ritual. And this astounded many and displeased just as many. And I elevated him. Not only because of my grand love, but because I knew him, I saw him. Again, in his balance of masculine and feminine, and what he had to bring. And we both knew of his path and of his purpose. And at times it overwhelmed me and him. And I felt that his journey was more important. And he would turn to me and say, no, this is a conjoined, sacred partnership journey. And I have chosen long ago not to do this without you, because the joys of love and the joy of family is what allow me to go forward, as it was for me. So why do I give you this example? Because, my sweet friends, you are at the same juncture. Yes, some of you are still yearning for sacred partnership. But what are you holding in the vacuum of your womb? Are you holding there the ability to drop the egg, whether you are male or female, and to allow it to be fertilized by love and to birth it into physicality? Not only in ways that serve your sweet self, but in ways that set and demonstrate living demonstration of the shift of what is the new. Because that strength of the new is so strong that those small wisps of egoic behavior here and there will dissipate and disappear. Does this create fear and uncertainty? Yes. Just as the moment of birth creates fear and uncertainty. But as mothers and fathers and those who have been reborn, you know that the fetus cannot stay within the womb or it will wither and die. It demands to be born. And the new, the divine feminine, in action, in form, in tangible substance, not only demands to be born, but is being born, it is being birthed, it is underway. Well, you say, well, what do I do? Now, some of you are at different junctures. Some of you are in the middle of labor. Some of you have already birthed and you are in the bliss and ecstasy of parenthood. And some of you are waiting for that magic moment to allow the labor to begin. That is all right. But be very clear. Mikael has spoken. No more scenic detours. The mother has decreed no more scenic detours. You are the way showers. You are the birthers. You are the midwives. And you are the newborn infants. In that, there is not only no room for doubt, this is the fulfillment. So there is an accommodation, and I use that word specifically. There is accommodation for those that perhaps you would rather not engage with, that you have had either actually or spiritually struggle with. We are not suggesting that you need, although it would be nice, to invite those beings to dinner. But if a non-believer, if a murderer or a thief, or a Pharisee or a rabbi came to listen to Yeshua, never did he say, you are not welcome. You are not of our belief system, because he knew that they were seeking. He knew that they were lost and lonely. Even if they came with the agenda to discredit, he knew the truth of their hearts. And so he would embrace them. He would welcome them. And yes, often in our closest rank, there was discussion of this. But he never wavered. All were welcome. Whether they were aware or unaware, it did not matter, because he knew that our love would penetrate them and would give them a different perspective, a different energy. And while it may not occur that huge shift in the first encounter, they would return and return and return. And it would take place. That is what you are doing. Each and every one of you. The mother does not turn a starving orphan away. She embraces them and shares, even if it is a meager meal. There is room. And there is new life within each and every one of you. Dearest Susie, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, thank you, Mary. Okay, well, so all of this discussion about the divine feminine, and I know that it's speaking to both men and women, but what I wonder about is, what about our men, in that their role seems to be changing rapidly, and it feels that there's a need to know what to replace old behaviors with. So I'd love to think that that's an innate knowledge, but there's been interference around that. So, you know, is it this thing where we could encourage men who have embraced the balance to help their brothers in workshops and mentoring? How is that going to work?
Well, you know that you are in this transition phase. But the transition phase, as you know, is one of action, not simply holding the energy, but acting. And so there are many formats. And that is why I have not prescribed saying, all right, I want 32% of you to go into politics. I want 10% to go into government. I want 12% to be teachers of the new way. No, I do not prescribe that way. Men, and I include both genders in this, but specifically let us talk about the male population, both East and West, North and South, have been programmed. Even those who are embracing their divine feminine self, they have been programmed to believe that they have to be strong, that they have to exert their leadership and their power, and to take control in a positive way and in a negative way. There is a belief system that is fading, that if you do not accept this decisive, more black and white than the feminine, if you do not accept this role, then somehow you are less than. And there have been many derogatory remarks. Sissy was less than.
Mm-hmm.
Even coward. You're afraid to step up and be a man. This is absurd. The biggest part of this reprogramming is not only the actual and the tacit permission to embrace your feminine self, but also to have practice. And practice in unfolding it, in recognizing it, in embracing it, in being supported to embrace it, and not feeling that you have need to be that powerhouse. In most cultures, not all, But most cultures, there has been a belief that, in fact, the men will provide. And then the women will take those provisions, whether it is salt or flour or meat or money, and that the women will then take it and create out of that provision. And I am not suggesting to you that the provision does not come from love and a sacred union in some senses. But in many ways, the old paradigm has proscribed that. And that has been deleterious. So there is a rebalancing. And you have seen that. You've seen that in people claiming their true gender identities, whether it is transgender or lesbian or homosexual or transsexual, you name it. So that is already underway. But for what you have thought of as the men who have been inculcated and stymied in truly embracing their divine feminine self, that expression of the mother's ability to create in cooperative, smooth, loving, nurturing ways, rather than cutthroat ways, power ways that do not take into account the needs and the balance of others. So there is an acceptance. Yes, I have accepted my divine feminine self, but I'm not sure how to do this. How does it look? How does it practice? How do I get support in this new world to do this? So yes, so things like workshops, support groups, laughter, permission are very important. And that elevation that I have spoken of, that both Yeshi and I did for each other. So it is the balancing. Mikhail, whom I admire and adore, is the Archangel of Peace and the Warrior of Love. And often he has spoken to you, and to us, by the way, about this balance of the deep peace being anchored within the very fiber of your heart, of yourselves, of your being. And the external peace that reflects in peace on earth, the peace within is necessary for that, because he is not talking, he is not teaching, he is not working with humanity simply to have a cessation of war. Is that necessary? Yes, of course. And that peace within does not mean, and Mikhail would be the first to tell you, in your divine masculine self, it does not mean that you allow others to trample you. It is finding the balance. So are there times when the divine masculine, as you well know, can be forceful, not destructive, not cutting down for the sake of cutting down, not destroying for the sake of simply ascendancy, but can it be forceful insofar as saying, this is not the path I choose, go away? Yes. But it does not have to be a constancy, because to live in that level of forcefulness denies male and female the joy of love and the joy of being nurtured. the provider has allowed the woman to then work the magic to create. And that is very ancient. But unless the meal is cooked with love and that there is nurturing and mutuality on both sides, then it is not a system that works. You see, that, yes, your friend Steve has always said, a world that works for everyone. Well, a world that works for everyone is where there is give and take. And the give and take, yes, is a reflection of necessity, but it is also born of love. It doesn't mean that you stay home and never do what is required. Of course you do what is required. But you do it in ways that are kind and considerate, not only to your sweet self, your beloved self, but to each other. And that is what has been missing from your institutions, from your governance. It does not take into account. It has become mechanical. It has become without soul, without consideration, so that it is a monolith. And it is a very effective monolith, because it is a monolith that most people, human beings, feel incapacitated by, or who feel that it is such a monolith that they can't take it on. Michael gave you your sword and shield. And as the Magdalena, I have used mine often. Do not hesitate to do so. And do not hesitate to know when to advance and when to retreat. It is the balance. The point is not to wear yourself out. For you are the implementers. So if you wear yourself out, and either die or simply sit in the chair and say, Mother, I don't have any energy to birth one more thing, to take one more thing on, then you have denied yourself the fun and the honor of the fulfillment. This is not tedious. This is fun.
It does feel more like fun once you get to a point of trust. But getting to that point of trust, it takes a lot of personal work.
Yes, it does. And that is why I have shared with you that for the first part of my life, and it continued, by the way, I was a student. And even as an older woman, a widow, I considered myself a student, because there is always room. But what we have termed as work, spiritual work, down and dirty work, that sometimes makes you feel that you are being ripped apart, the deconstruction, the elimination, use the universal laws, the letting go, the surrender is necessary. The empty is absolutely necessary for the reconstruction and the opening and the filling. So many of you have said, I don't feel the love. Well then, sweet ones, what are you feeling? And if it is anything less than love, or the expressions of love, peace, joy, serenity, ecstasy, bliss. If you are not feeling these, then determine what are you feeling and pull the plug. Pull the plug at the bottom of your heart. Pull the plug out of your root. Pull the plug out of your crown and let it go. And if you need help of a support circle of any type, then do so. Because the one thing each and every one of you have come with is an overload, an overabundance of determination. That is why you are here. You are not here, particularly not now, to experience the sadness. Are there sad things upon your planet? Yes. Not to experience the desperation and despair. Are there desperate circumstances and people and despairing things upon your planet? Yes. Do not carry it. Let it go and be the love, and in that you are doing your work. That is the most essential work you will ever do in this or any lifetime.
Oh. May I ask you, with potentially multiple millions of people around the planet meditating for world peace and unity and harmony and, you know, a world that works for everyone, would it be accurate to say that from here, the dominoes will be falling quickly to get us where we want to be?
Absolutely. And think of it in this way. And your example, sweet one, of dominoes is perfect. Are your meditations received and acted upon? Of course they are. That is what all these energy downloads to each of you are about. But the joint meditations and the prayers for peace, for change, for the Nova Earth, you are also communicating that, not just the dream, but the readiness, the excitement, the enjoyment of being in this unified field of love. It is being communicated to each other and exploding, implosion, exploding outward to the rest of the planet. So, one group creates the domino effect. The next group picks up speed, and so on, until it is literally the dominoes, the 100th monkey, the tipping point. You are there.
Mm-hmm.
You are there.
Well, we look forward to the unfolding from here. It's going to be quite the adventure.
And we are walking amongst you.
Mm-hmm.
No, not necessarily as yet in physical form. Some in physical, in and out. Many in and out. But we are literally walking amongst you. Particularly me. I am not some distant deity. I am a sister like you,
mm-hmm.
who has walked this planet and simply wishes to share her love.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Go with my love. I love you. Mm-hmm. Farewell.
Farewell.
Shine upon you, oh love, surround you, and the pure light within you, guide your way on. Shine.